Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Helping to make our community a better place. This is the WOKV Ask the Experts Weekend, discussing the things that matter most to you. Have a question? Have it answered by our local experts. Call 340-1045. That's 340-1045. Now the Home and Garden Show with Wally Conway and Larry O'Neill on News 104.5 WOKV.
Good morning. Welcome to the Home and Garden Show. It is 7:08 on a beautiful Saturday morning in Jacksonville, Florida, the intergalactic headquarters of the Home and Garden Show. To our friends, to our fans, to our families, welcome back to the show. To those of you new to the show, here's who we are and what we do. Each and every Saturday from 7 till 8 a.m. right here on News 104.5. WOKV. I'm joined by the big guy, Sasquatch the Yeti, 6'6", 232 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, Mr. Larry O'Neill. You know Larry from his duties on TV as the host of Larry's Garden. You've seen him about town landscaping. He's the tall, tall man in the small straw hat. Me, Wally Conway, Mr. Home Inspection, Certified Master Inspector from Home Pro Inspections. You've seen me on HGTV as the house detective. And possibly about town if you spend time in attics and crawl spaces. Larry's job here on the show is to be sure your grass is green, your fruit is sweet, and your flowers forever in bloom. Me, Wally Conway, Mr. Home Inspection, my job is to be sure your home is safe, secure, efficient, and forever a source of pleasure and pride. From time to time, Larry gets a house idea, I get a garden idea, and we mix it up in the middle. But what makes the show fun for us is you, your thoughts, your calls, your commentary. 340-1045, 340-1045, and if you're calling from Bloomington, Indiana, 904-340-1045. Sasquatch, large man.
Yes, Tiny Tim. You got three things.
three things on my mind that I have waited all week to share with you.
Oh, God. And tell me.
Those three things are these. Ice makers.
Okay.
Structural warranties, mm-hmm. and best buddies.
Best buddies.
Ice makers. You know, this is the time of year when our ice makers are really doing double duty. However, it's a bit of a forgotten home appliance. We don't often think about our ice makers unless they stop making ice. Two things are important to ponder about your ice maker. Mm-hmm. One, for over the last 10 to 15 years, the majority of refrigerators that have water dispensers and or ice makers have a filter built right into the top of the ice maker, or rather the top of the refrigerator.
Yes.
That baby needs to get changed out annually. Can you imagine your refrigerator is 15 years old and every ice cube and every dispense of water that you consume has gone through that same filter? What kind of funk do you think is in that filter?
Ugh.
Yeah. It's a severe dose of the nasty.
Yes, yes, yes.
So change the filter. More importantly, because most of us have an immune system, we can survive drinking some funk once in a while.
Yes.
Though not recommended, though you can do it,
mm-hmm.
is the water line from the water line that comes out of the wall that goes through that little skinny line into the ice dispenser. That thing tends to be forgotten.
Yes.
And usually they're plastic and it's kind of coiled up behind and slightly under the refrigerator. You know what else is behind and under the refrigerator?
Dust and dirt.
Lots of dust and dirt, so you can clean it while you're back there. But more importantly, that's where the heat is discharged. Mm-hmm. Often it's well over 100 degrees, sometimes 110 in that encapsulated enclosed area, yeah. right around that little plastic line, really accelerates deterioration. And bit of bang, bit of boom, one day that baby floods your house. So a nice, inexpensive weekend project, change out that ice maker filter and change that water line to avoid failure and avoid funk. That's a pretty good little saying, isn't it? Avoid failure, avoid funk, change out your water
supply. I like that. It's got, hey, listen, what should we upgrade it so we don't have to change it again? Like, you know, braided steel aircraft line or what?
You know, that would be the ideal. Might be a little more challenging to find. But
Yeah.
I'm, as you know, I'm a fanatic for braided, stainless steel braided lines. On any water thing. So, yeah, at a minimum, upgrade it to a nice fresh plastic one, if able and affordable. Get yourself a braided one.
Oh, okay.
Next is structural warranties. Mm-hmm. When a person buys a new home from the home builder places a structural warranty on it, typically for 10 years. And that's not a builder warranty, though we say it that way. They contract with a warranty company to do that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. Once that builder's new home warranty expires, there's never been a way to retain that structural coverage. Yes, there's lots of home warranty products, as you know, residential warranty services. They do a lot of that for us. There's never been one for structure until now. Very, very recently, and that's actually working with a company to get this thing launched, the Next, NXT, nextwarranty.com, will, for between 1 and 5 years, it just depends on your scenario, you can put a structural warranty on a pre-existing home, regardless of its age. So if your home is 100 years old, I'm actually in a 100-year-old bed and breakfast right now, so I'm talking to you.
Oh, wow.
The I would say I'd wish you were here, however.
Not today, Walt.
No, I'm honestly fine without you. The Next NXT structural warranty, you can have it written between 1 and 5 years, regardless of the age of the home. So if your home is 100 years old and it has no present structural conditions, you may have had structural problems in the past, had them properly repaired, that zeros the timeline, and you can have a structural warranty on the home. Very, very, very exciting product, especially at the time of home sale.
Yes.
Sometimes people are like, should I buy the new home because it's got the 10-year structural warranty, or should I buy the pre-existing home? And for some people, that's been a tiebreaker. And this can help the real estate agent, help the seller to break that tie for being able, for as little as $375, put a structural warranty on a pre-existing home. I thought you'd want to hear about that.
Wow, that's nice. Structural warranties. I mean, you don't want it to fall down on you when you're sleeping tonight, you know? Shoot.
Well, the truth of it is, the structural warranty from Next Warranty, it won't stop the house from falling down or failing. That's not its purpose.
Well,
its purpose is if it does have a structural failure, you have a partner then with you to participate in the cost of fixing it.
That's
the warranty position. So the other thing I'm doing up here, I was in Indianapolis, you know, with residential warranty services during the week. Now here on the weekend, I'm at the University of Indiana, home of Bobby Knight, beautiful campus, for the Best Buddies National Leadership Conference. As you know, I'm very involved in Best Buddies in Jacksonville on the advisory board. And once a year, we have 2,400 people here from, I think, 1,300 countries. We have buddy pairs and professional staff from Best Buddies, and then folks like myself, community leaders and persons on advisory board, just meeting people, having best practices, and absolutely amazing. We had a meeting last night, brought tears to a couple thousand of us. The you know, there was that tragedy at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in February, when many high school students were killed. Well, two of them were chapter members of Best Buddies down there, and that the survivors of the Best Buddies chapter, the buddy pairs, were here, and they sang. They have a Best Buddies chorus from their chapter, and they sang in tribute to the lost kids. So if I continue to whimper as we talk today, it was just a phenomenal experience with some of the finest people you can ever meet. So anyway, that's what I'm doing here, and that's why I'm not sitting there looking at you.
That's great.
What's exciting for you there, big
hey,
buddy?
You know, I was reading, you know, in agricultural things, you know, with how they control weeds. You know, a lot of times, you know, Roundup, a lot of weeds are resistant to Roundup. It's getting to be a big thing in weed control. It's getting big in agriculture because, it, you know, just can't control them anymore because they got resistance. And so what they came up with now is they got this 15,000 volt you know, low amps, electrocute, you know, that drives over the crops. And when it touches these weeds, it kills them. You know, so it's completely organic.
It's like a lightning maker.
Yeah, it's completely organic.
Don't tase me, bro.
Yeah. So organic farms are starting to use it, and because oftentimes the weeds grow faster than the plants, you know, then they set it at a certain level and then go over the crop with this wire. Yeah, but so, you know, just I got curious, you know, says, well, can you use a cattle prodder, you know, for people who want to use get rid of weeds in their garden without using spray, and guess what, it works. You know what I mean? So
really,
yeah. So you can get an inexpensive. Well, they're not that inexpensive, but they're fairly inexpensive. And if you would like to control the weeds, and of course you can't touch your good plants, you can use you know, anywhere
or your foot.
Yes, you're gonna have to be a little careful, you know. But it actually works. So I was doing some research on it, and there's another way to control your weeds. I mean, weeds are a big issue now. It's raining and so much, and we got a lot of weed seed and just coming up. But the best overall thing is to do spring maintenance and put down cardboard or newsprint at that time. So using a cattle.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Is this a portable lightning device?
Yes.
Is it yet small enough and affordable enough that you could tow it behind your lawn tractor and use it on your lawn?
Well, no. Well, it's not that portable. I saw it. I looked at it. It's gonna. I guess you could. I guess you could, but you'd have to rig it up. But they're mostly made for tractors, mounting on tractors. I don't think they have one small enough to go in there. But it's an idea.
I wonder what that would do for moles. Could you imagine going along with your own little lightning machine?
That's
in your
a good
yard,
idea.
Zapping the weeds
and zapping
the moles.
You know, zapping the moles that run them out. I don't know if it would kill them, but it would zap them. You know, because you get it's low amps. Hey, have you read anything about microbiome? It's a new thing that they're doing in houses. Well, I read an article about it the other day about incorporating plants to be indicators in houses whether the house is having problems or you know, with volatile gases or mold or anything like that. But it was an interesting
article.
Well,
yeah, to a degree. You know, you and I have shared this thought before about the NASA plant list.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the top 20 plants for purifying your air naturally. And different plants are attracted to different bad chemicals, benzene and other
right.
bad things. So I'm a fan of that. We do that in my home as well as my office.
Yeah, they're doing a lot of research, and actually they're going to actually do some genetic. They're attempting to do genetic transfers of certain genes so plants can be incorporated. I was wondering if you have read anything about that. But I was looking at the list of evergreen trees. You know, a lot of times people always call me and ask me, hey, what's the best evergreen tree to plant in a small garden or in their landscape, because, you know, people in the lower southeast don't want trees that lose their leaves. You know, that's not so much up over New Jersey or Pennsylvania, but it usually ends up on magnolia and live oak. And because of the typical evergreen tree, and magnolia aren't that popular here, even though they are beautiful, they just because they drop a lot of leaves and they're kind of trashy, and live oaks just get too big. But somewhere in the middle of there, we have a tree that's, you know, really underused as far as an evergreen, and it forms a nice round shape, pretty much, egg-shaped canopy. Is a Japanese blueberry. They're slow growing. They're easy to grow, fairly easy to grow. They do occasionally they get scale, you know, on them, but that's fairly easy to treat because they are small. But they also have beautiful red leaves, and their leaves will turn a kind of a crimson color in the fall and sometimes in the spring. So that's a great selection if you're thinking about planting a tree, because it's hot right now. People are thinking, hey, getting under the shade and getting out of the sun, you know, right now.
Right.
It's getting 100, it's unbelievable warm. So right now, but that's a great tree. Go ahead.
I was going to say this.
What?
It's 722 here at News 104.5.
That's that music.
WOKV. brief break, jumping right on your calls at 340-1045. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Ooh, welcome back to the Home and Garden Show, 726. Beautiful Saturday morning in Jacksonville, Florida. I am Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections, along with Larry O'Neill from Larry's Garden, enjoying the day together with you. A reminder, should you need a large landscaper anytime during the week for your hardscape, landscape, ornamentals, anything to do with making the outside of your home and yard gorgeous, all you need do is visit him online. He's there all the time. Larry'sGarden.com. Got the blog, video, 2,000 active bloggers interacting and posting great things together, sharing good things about the garden. Larry's right there with you on that. Also, should you need to speak to him directly, he has the telephone. The number is this. Get your pencil ready. 346-1970. 346-1970. And if you're outside of the immediate Jacksonville area, add the area code 904-346-1970. Me, Wally Conway, easy to find all the time. GoHomePro.com. Got residential home inspections, commercial building inspections, environmental sampling, essentially anything you need in the due diligence category about decisions you need to make in your home or commercial buildings. We also there have the home of the 18-month home warranty, where you can choose your own contractor, no pre-existing conditions, as well as now the next NXT structural warranty. Pretty cool stuff. Hey, Larry, I wanted to remind you.
Yes.
It's generator season.
Yes.
And generator puts us at two potential risks. One is carbon monoxide, and the other is fire. And it's interesting, the best way to protect yourself against carbon monoxide is to be alerted when it's produced with a carbon monoxide detector. The best way to protect yourself should you inadvertently have a fire is with a fire extinguisher. Oddly, the most popular and largest manufacturer of portable fire extinguishers for the home, as well as carbon monoxide detectors for the home, is Kidde, looks like Kidde, K-I-D-D-E, and their most popular fire extinguisher and their most popular carbon monoxide detector have both been recalled. Not a good thing. Mm. However, the good news is we're aware of it, so please, one, ensure you have a fire extinguisher and ensure you have a carbon monoxide detector. And if you already have one, go take a look at it. And if it's manufactured by Kidde, K-I-D-D-E, go to their website, K-I-D-D-E.com, and it will give you very clear instructions on how to tell if your fire extinguisher is under recall and or your carbon monoxide detector.
Yes.
Is under recall.
Yes.
And if so, instructions so that they can be replaced free and you can be safe.
Free.
It's 7:30 here at News 104.5. We've got Fox News traffic, weather, and more of the Home and Garden Show featuring you at 340-1045. Stay with us. Right back. Welcome back to the Home and Garden Show. It is 7:36 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. I'm Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections, along with Larry O'Neill from Larry's Garden. And joining us from the humble village of Middleburg is Jerry, who's got weeds in his zoysia. Jerry, welcome to the Home and Garden Show.
Good morning. Last year in October, I laid down a zoysia in my front yard. Mm-hmm. And then through the winter, it became dormant. But then in the spring, when it started coming back green, I put Bonus S weed and feed down, and it burned it back to the point where I thought it died. But then it's coming back, but I also have a lot of weeds in it. Now, the only thing that I put on my grass now is Milarganite.
Yes.
But it's still, you know, infested. It's where the weeds are like where the joint lines were where the grass was laid down. And the second question is when my builder, because this is the house is new.
Yes.
When the builder built my house, he put a 10-foot perimeter all the way around the house with Bahia grass.
Yes.
My neighbor across the street has a zoysia, but it looks like he has Bahia grass that's starting to infiltrate his lawn. Is Bahia a dominant grass over a zoysia?
No. Actually, the Bahia will get pushed out by the zoysia, you know, but it will drop seeds in there, you know what I mean? And you'll have some seeding going on because Bahia produces a lot of seed.
Right.
But herbicide on the what you have will work on the zoysia, you know. And the main thing is if you can keep the – when you apply the herbicide, try not to apply it when it's like 98 degrees or not – you know, when we're going to have a day that's in the mid-80s, that's your going to be your best bet. And you're going to have to follow the directions very carefully because it's just a little – with this temperature like this, it's going to be really harmful to the grass. Mm-hmm. To you know, you'll damage it, and then it will, you know, you probably won't kill it, but it will be damaged and slow to recovery. Again, you don't want to have that problem because once it gets damaged, it's slow on the recovery. All right,
is Milorganite okay just to use?
Yes, absolutely. You want to use low nitrogen, and Milorganite is an excellent zoysia fertilizer. You can use it frequently. That's the thing is when you're using organics, you're gonna have to use it more frequently. But that, okay. There's a lot of benefits to that. It builds the soil. It adds moisture-retaining elements to the soil. It's a low amount of nitrogen. It's a great fertilizer. And are you getting good results by doing it frequently?
Yeah, and like I said, it's coming back really nice. But it's just, yes. You know, the weeds are there also.
Yeah.
I just didn't understand why when I put the Bonus S down on it in the spring. I'm telling you, when I say burned it back, it looked like it was dead.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm not sure what the herbicide is in Bonus S. It may not be the herbicide that's compatible to zoysia. So, you know, they used to use atrazine, but I'm not sure what the herbicide is in there in Bonus S. So when you're using weed and feed, you have to make sure that that the herbicide that is in that is compatible to the type of grass that you have, whether it be Bermuda, zoysia.
You said it was.
Then you over-applied.
Okay.
Yeah. That is just like it is, even in the spring, that you did it in the spring where the temperature is a little cooler so it doesn't have as great of effect. But, you know, following the directions is very, very important when you're applying herbicide.
What herbicide would you suggest for it?
Well, you can use several different things. Dismiss is one thing you could use, but whatever is available, you know, is atrazine is a little on the weak side, but I mean, it's whatever you have available, just to follow the directions is good. You know, unless you have a specific type of weed that's difficult to get rid of, like with like sedges, or you want to use Dismiss or some other herbicide that's specific for that type of weed. But, you know, whatever you can get easily is good.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks.
You know, Larry, if a person's going to commit to the zoysia lawn, which is gorgeous, and I'm up here at Indiana University, we have no St. Augustine grass in sight. It's gorgeous.
Thank God.
But, recognizing that very few builders do put down zoysia grass, if a home buyer makes that decision, hey, I want that fineness of the zoysia lawn, wouldn't it be worth that little bit of extra money to pull up that bahia that's around that fringe and just have that seamless lawn, have it really looking good?
Yeah, spray it. Spray it is, you pull it up, use a solid cutter and get it up, yeah. It will eventually push out the bahia, but bahia makes so much seed, you know, it gets in the cracks in the little areas and it will start growing. But the zoysia, if it's the zoysia is healthy, it's in full.
It'll win. Thick.
It wins every single. It'll push out St. Augustine. It'll push out pretty much any grass over a period of time once it's healthy and it's getting a proper amount of nutrients.
You know, I was walking around here on campus yesterday afternoon. In Bloomington, Indiana, at IU, as I say, just to give you a feel for the geography, they had crepe myrtles that had blooms on them that were like the size of watermelons. They were monstrous.
Yeah, well, they got fertile soil up there. Yeah, it's amazing. They have some really good soil up there. You know, when you come down here, it's pretty sandy. But, you know, you can supplement crepe myrtles with Milorganite. What I use on crepe myrtles, if I wanted to really bloom profusely and get those gigantic blooms, is rose fertilizer and fish emulsion. That works really good on crepe myrtles and some Milorganite. And you're going to have some gigantic bloom just like that, size your head. All right?
My head or your head?
Mine.
Oh, my gracious. I'll tell you the other thing we're seeing a lot of up here that you would absolutely go crazy over is hand-cut stone homes and buildings.
Oh, yeah, it's, yeah.
absolutely, including the steps and stoops that go up to the front of the houses,
right,
are cut out of single pieces of stone.
Right.
They're absolutely gorgeous.
A lot of limestone in Indiana. I used to buy some limestone out of Indiana. It's a lot of great stone in Indiana. So, yeah.
Good looking stuff.
It's
got to be expensive to get in Jacksonville.
It is expensive because you got to put it on a truck, you know. Once it gets on a truck, the price goes up, you know. But when it's readily available, it's, you know, not that bad.
You know? Let's check in with Robert down in Green Cove Springs, see if we can help him rid his yard of wild grapevines. Welcome to the Home and Garden Show, Robert.
Hello, Robert.
Alrighty, so if I had wild grapevines growing in my yard, I would like that. I'm going to guess that's muscadine. That's a good eating grape.
Right. You just got multiple applications of 2,4-D or Ortho makes a product, I think, residential product called Brush Killer. Yeah, that will work. It's pretty strong, so you know you can't get it on anything else you want to keep, but it will definitely knock it down. You know, and a couple applications always works better. Okay. Then you can always, if you have one or two, then you can always just do what we have always.
Robert, we just found Robert again, Larry. Yeah. Hey, Robert, what's the reason that you want to rid yourself of the grapevines?
Well, these are the wild grapevines. They don't put grapes out or anything, and they are absolutely taking over my fence line and everything else. I've used Purge, I've used all kind of Roundup, and they keep coming back.
I'd use 2,4-D, or there's Ortho product called, it's called the Brush Killer.
Right.
You could do that. You could try our new cattle prod idea.
How about salt? Can you salt those out?
How much of a margin are they growing on your fence? It's a steel, a wire fence?
I got a chain link, and we're way out in the woods. We're way out in the woods. It's not a, you know, if I kill some, my yard is mainly weeds anyway. So.
Okay, so you can
How about salt?
No, you can use salt. Definitely salt will work. Absolutely. Salt will work. Just dump that on them. Or you can use a soil sterilant. You know, what a soil sterilant is that anything that's along the fence line, you put it down, it's going to be dead. And you're not going to be able to grow anything there for about a year. Okay. Well, so you want to
be
careful.
Perfect.
Yeah. So you could get that at maybe Site One. They sell stuff like that. In a commercial level, it's going to be a little more expensive, but it will. It sounds like you got a lot of area to cover, so it won't be that expensive because you need a lot of it. But a soil sterilant, you know, 1 to 2 years, you're dumping. You know, just keep it on a narrow strip, and you're done with weeding and edging that area.
Cool. I will try that. One day when you guys got some time, I'll give you the horror story of not hiring your own home inspector when buying a house.
Oh, tell the story. It sounds like music.
we bought that. This is the same house where I got the grapevine problem. Their wild grapevines taking over everything. We bought a house. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, but back in 2011, and I told the wife, we had seen it. And I told her we need to get a home inspection. We need to pick our own home inspector. We do not need to. The realtors, we use this person all the time. And they're really good. They do a great job. The horror stories I knew he hadn't inspected the home after I came home. I've been gone about 3 months, came home, got on the roof, and I found a brand new Gerber knife that had been rusted up on the chimney, and it wasn't his. It was the roofer's. I knew he never went up on the roof. We have a mother-in-law suite that we just got done finishing over about the last 3 months where they had connected a outbuilding with the house, turned it into a mother-in-law suite, but instead of pouring a concrete floor or anything, they put wood joists on the dirt.
Oh, my gosh.
On the dirt. And the where the connection point between the outer building.
Maybe the guy just didn't like his mother-in-law. It may have been intentional.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, my gosh.
And, the stuff we have found, it was built on a tire dump. I have
we're fixing to have an excavating company down here in Green Cove go out there and dig half our yard up because it's an old they built right on top of a tire dump. The house is not on it. It is the well. Our water was the health department said you can't drink that. It's contaminated. I mean,
holy moly.
This was, I've listened to you guys for years and years, and I told her, I said, please call and get our own home inspector. It's worth the money. This guy's cheap, and he does all our houses for us. So the wife went with what the realtor said, and I am so disappointed.
I mean, I'm sorry that happened. Very often, you know, real estate agents, we have a tremendous referral base from real estate agents, and we're very pleased and proud about that. It's also, there are some who are looking for the easy road, and I'm sorry you had a bad experience.
Well, I know better now. I will hire my own home inspector and pay him myself, somebody that's not affiliated with the real estate company. I mean, people, if you're listening, please get a get your place inspected and get your own inspector. You know, it just the money I've gone through and everything trying to fix this house. And
I'm sorry you had that bad experience.
A-OK rating from day one. Everything's fine. It's perfect. We got about a 7-page, 8-page report of how great the house was. I mean, a month after we moved in, we started having under slab leaks. The copper pipe was wore out, so we had to repipe the house through the attic.
Robert, I wish you good luck with the grapevines. It sounds like the grapevines is the least of your issues, although it's nice to know that your mother-in-law suite is a place where she won't stay too long. Appreciate you, sir. Alrighty. Yeah, you know, things can go wrong, and it's really sad. That's one of our one of the reasons that at HomePro we have the position we do with the warranty position is you know we use a lot of technology with infrared cameras and borescopes and drones and every piece of technology we can bring to bear and every bit of training we can get to the staff. Even with that, even if with the most perfect inspection that a human could possibly do. It's honest to say that things go wrong later in the house. Things do fail. They break. They wear out. And that's why we're so adamant about the warranty positions. And the most glorious, I suppose, of the warranty positions is if HomePro inspects the home and the roof is not damaged and the roof is not leaking, regardless of its age or material type, we put a 5-year warranty right on that that pays up to $3,000 for repair. If it turns out it's not repairable, you make the decision you want a new roof, you can take that $3,000 and choose any roofer that you like and apply it toward that particular thing. So one of the things you really want to look for when you're making that warranty choice is, can you choose your own contractor? And are there any pre-existing conditions? And if they don't have any pre-existing condition limitations and you can choose your own contractor, that's a mighty good choice. It's 7:50 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. Brief break, right back to your calls at 340-1045. Stay with us, right back. Welcome back to the Home and Garden Show, 7:55 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. I am Wally Conway from Home Pro Inspections. Also with us has been, and continues to be, Larry O'Neill from Larry's Garden. A very patient man who's out on I-95 is Richard, who's got some chinch bugs. Richard, thank you for being so patient, sir.
Richard?
All right, Larry, Richard, help us out here. Richard's got chinch bugs. What's the first, how do we do good diagnostics for chinch bugs? And then how do we make them go away?
Chinch bugs, what kills your grass is their saliva. So if you think you have chinch bugs, you can take a small can, cut the bottom out, push down the can so it kind of creates a seal in your in the soil around the sod, and pour soapy water in there. Pour soapy water in there, and the chinch bugs will float to the top. They have little spots on their back. They're very small, probably about an eighth of an inch or less. That's what's going to you'll see them swimming around there. If you have the chinch bug problem, if you use Arena, that pretty much takes care of them for the whole year. To prevent chinch bugs, I would suggest that you apply Arena around in maybe May or June, and that it gives you about 6 months protection. normally when you apply Arena in the spring, if you're doing it yourself, it's you're out of the chinch bug loop, you know, so completely. But
right. It
could be something else, you know, because with all this rainfall going on, chinch bugs really don't like to be – they like it hot and dry. You may have chinch bugs, but you may have others. Another issue may be sod webworms with all this water. So a diagnostic is good, absolutely. All right, to find out.
What's the best way to do the diagnostic? You just get down there with a magnifying glass?
Magnifying glass, and just get a small can, cut the bottom out of it, you know, and push it into the soil and put some soapy water on the margin where it's kind of not doing that well, or where the dead area or in the green area, and just put it in the margin there and put soapy water in there. They'll float right to the top and you'll see them swimming around. Or you can get on your belly and look at really carefully, push back the grass. You'll see these small brownish black insects with little dots on their back, you know, white dots or red dots on their back, and then some, you know, immatures you'll see crawling around the grass. That's normally right on the margin, you know, where it's half dead and half alive. Once the chinch bugs, you know, invade your St. Augustine, and that St. Augustine starts wilting or looking bad, it's not going to recover. You know, it's
pretty. Can you get chinch bugs in zoysia?
No, they don't get chinch bugs.
Another reason to have zoysia.
Right, exactly.
It's 7:58 here at News 104.5 on the Home and Garden Show. Larry and I are grateful that you've been with us. We're looking forward to being with you next week. And in the interim, use your turn signal.
Thanks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.